the Emerson, the Antesimah Beis, they asked the Kasha, the strong Kasha, and then it asked that Lamaisa, we feel strongly, the Gemara had said, that the Rava had his Chiddush, that if the tree is over the Sukkah, and there's more sunlight than shade coming through the tree, that the tree is considered to be zero. But the Gemara was bothered by Akasha. Why should the tree be considered to be zero when what? When the tree is hovering over the Sukkah, you should be starif, what we call Tzchach Pasul, because it's Mechubar, with Tzchach Kasher. So that's the Tysus Kasha. So Tysus began by saying, let's go from the beginning to Kiva real quick. Let's say it outside first where we got up. Do Tysus postulates this whole theory. And then we're going to go a little bit more lines, and we have to go right through the Gemara, and then we're going to come back to the Tosis. And that is that Tosis postulates this theory, let's get it down, that if the Sukkah is Mesucheches Kehilchasa, if the Sukkah properly has Schach on it, then I don't care about external stuff. So even though there's a tree hovering over it, it shouldn't make no difference because I have a Sukkah that's kosher. Therefore, Tosis says that in order to understand the Gemara's Kasha, obviously the tree is contributing to the Sukkah having more shade than sunlight. Because if the Sukkah independently had more shade than sunlight, then the Kasha wouldn't even start. Okay? The Kasha, the Gemara, would not even start. So we got that? That's the theory of Tysus. Matthew, you got it? Marty, you got that? If the Sukkah is good on its own, then no external thing is going to bother it. So therefore, the Gemara to ask its Kasha, obviously is assuming that the branches of the tree are contributing to the more shade than sunlight for the Sukkah itself. If the Sukkah independently would have more shade than sunlight, then the Gemara cannot get its kash out of its mouth. Read the Tosis inside. Go ahead, how what? And if the Sukkah is done properly, that Zilsim Ruv Mechamasa, go ahead, Lav what? It's not Mistaber that it should be what? That it should be possible because of the Schach possible that's hovering over it. Why, Kaven? If you would remove the tree stuff above it, you still would have Zilsim Ruva from the Sukkah itself. Ella. Get that down. How is there more shade than sunlight? Because the tree is contributing, and therefore, aggregate wise, composite wise, there's more shade than sunlight. So since you're including the tree, it's a problem. Go ahead. Hada what? Why didn't it answer that what? That the Sukkah independently had more shade than sunlight? Mishum. What would be the Chiddush? Obviously, if it had own shade than sunlight on its own, it would be a Chiddush. Go ahead to what? Yeah, because when the Gemara gives the answer, Chavtan, which you mix the lower with the higher, Kaparach Maila Memra, the Gemara asks Maila Memra. So it's the Kasha, there's no one answer is not better than the other. So Yonatan asked me, why did it say Chavtan? So perhaps, as I said today, we believe that we'll get to that, what the answer is, because maybe it's a problem of Eimavat, Linus, or the Chachila, which we'll get to. Maybe Chavtan has an added Chiddush that we wouldn't have if the Sukkah independently had more shade than sunlight. Go ahead. Now he brings two Rayas. Let's get this. What are the two Rayas? What are the two Rayas that if the Sukkah on its own is Mesukkah, so it's not a problem. Go ahead, Viteda. What's Gabe Mikra mean? What's Mikra mean? No Mikra here. No, Mem Kufreje, the case. By the case of what? If you happen to create a sukkah with what? Spits. Half of its spits and half of its schach in the alternate, or half of its schach and half of its poles of a sukkah. Machshir in the command, go ahead. B'yishyesh what? B'nehem kimosin. If there's what? If this is considered to be a revach, the Mishnah says it's fine. Between the spits, at least a what? At least a rochav kishpo. So as long as there's schach that's kosher there between them, it's fine. Go ahead. V'avagav. Even though Chavata will not work, Chavtan will not work there. Why will Chavtan not work over there? Why will Chavtan not work over there? Because why?
It's not
Well, you tell me, why won't it work off to mix the two together? Because it's not a taruvis, because it's recognizable. The metal and the poles are different than the schach. So avagav de lo what? Even though chavato will not help to mevato the rov, it came into what? Since they're recognizable and they don't mix each other, go ahead. V'hai l'chuda koi, says the Bach, he adds that in. Since they're what? Since they're separate, we don't say they're batel b'rov. Go ahead, let's get this down. V'avagav. So what's going on? So why is it k'sher if it's not batel? V'lo amrinin. Why don't we say it should be possible? Because you're adding the metal or the poles. So what's the answer? Kaven. Oh, if you would take away the spit or the poles, you still have still some Ruben Mechamasa. And therefore the schach would be what? The schach would, the sukkah would be kosher. Okay, so we got that? So how's that the first raya, Akiva? That if you have a sukkah that's fine, even though you might have side stuff, it doesn't bother it here. That's a good example. Just remove the spit. You follow me? Remove the spits, remove the bed poles, and you have a fine sukkah. So even though the added stuff might contribute, but I don't need it, it's not essential, it's not crucial. That's number one raya. Go ahead, Viteda, V'od. What's the second raya? Please get this. What's the case there? We learned it. It was actually on what? Dalanim and Aleph. What did it say? If you have a sukkah higher than 20 amas and there's twigs that go down within 20, what's the din? Well, are they significant? What's the litmus test if the twigs are significant to lower less than 20? If there's more shade than sunlight from the what? From the hutzin, then that makes it shayra. Either stuff above it that's 20 higher than 20. What's the answer? The same principle, that if the sukkah is mesuchachas kehilkosa, I don't care whether there's side stuff that's bad. It doesn't bother me. Marty, you got this? That's the second raya. Please focus on this. So Tosafos brings two rayas, that if you have a schach that's mesuchachas kehilkosa, even though the side thing is not a problem. And therefore, how did Tosafos learn our kasha of our Gemara? That when the elan is above the sukkah, and there's more sunlight than shade coming through the tree, what's the din? The din is that, what's the halacha? What's the Gemara's kasha? That it should be possible. Why is it possible? Because the little bit of shade that is coming through the tree is contributing to the aggregate sukkah, and therefore makes it possible. Because if there's more shade than sunlight from the sukkah independently, then the Gemara couldn't get the kasha out of its mouth. Those are the two rayas from the Tosis. Okay. I want to go to Tessum and Bays. Let's go to the two dots, okay? Let's go to Amr Birmia. We'll go back to that Gemara before. One second, Matthew. I want to see the Gemara, okay? Let's go to Amr Birmia. We'll go back to that on Sunday, probably, the Tanner Abundant. Everyone got to look inside, guys. Amr Birmia. Guys, focus on this because we have to get this so we get the Tosis. Go ahead, Amr Birmia. Then we're going to go over the second time with more what? More in depth. But let's do the first time with the Tosis. Go ahead, Amr Birmia. Guys, look inside. Yeah? There are four permutations. Sometimes they're both kosher, sometimes they're both pasul, sometimes the tachton is kshera and the alyon is psula, and sometimes the tachton is psula and the alyon is kshera. Let's go. Go ahead. No, palmim. What's the first case? Hechi dami, what's the case? The bottom one is chamas and ruba mitzilasa, therefore it's what? It's considered to be bogus. Go ahead. Valyona. So therefore the alyona is considered to be what? Why are they both kosher? Let's get this, see. The alyona is kosher because it's mitzilchachas keroi. There's more tzilsa than chamasa. And why is the tachtona bad? Why is the tachtona considered to be good or not? Which is which? They're both Kshera. Why is the Elyona good? Because Tziltzum Ruvi Chamasa. Why is the Tachtona good? Because it's using the upper Schach. Why is it not Sukkah Tachas Sukkah? Because it's Schach, it's Chamsum Ruvi Tzilasa, so it's considered to be a nothing. Everyone got that? Yes? Donnie, you got that? You're focusing? Okay, Jacob, we got it? What'd you say? The bottom sukkah schach is a nothing, correct. And therefore the bottom uses the top one, and therefore it's kshera.
Is this following Rabbi Yehuda, that there's nobody in the top one?
No, we're going within the Chachamim, okay? This doesn't have to be Rabbi Yehuda. No, this doesn't have to be according to Rabbi Yehuda. We're going according to the Chachamim, okay? Let's go, Viter. Number two. Let's see, guys. Go ahead. So let's get it. Why is this so? Why is it tachtona ksheira? I'm sorry, why is it tachtona psula? Because they're both silsim rum chamasa, it's a problem. Sukkah tachasukka. Why is elyona a problem? Because it's higher than what? Higher than 20 amas. So we got the two extremes. Both ksheira and both psulos. Let's go with the middle cases now, number 3 and 4. Go ahead. Notice that Kaima Tarvayu. That's Rashi's Girsa. That's our Girsa too. So what's the case here? Why is it Tachtona Ksheira? Because the Elyona is a nothing. So therefore it's what? It's considered to be the Tachtona has the what? What's the Tachtona? Tachtona is ksheira because the Elyona is chamsum mitzilasa. So what does it use? It uses its own. The Tachtona is what? Tzilsim rim chamasa. Why is the Elyona psula? Because it's not mitzuchachas kilchasa. Because the chamsum is rim mitzilasa. Correct. And why does it say both of them are betoch esrim? Because if the Elyona was above esrim, then what? Then the Tachtona would be possible. Because the Tachtona can't use the upper one schach, it's too high. But the case is betoch esrim. Kiva, you got it? That's number 3 case. Let's go, number 4. Go ahead. Sometimes the Elyon is Kshera and the Tachton is Psula. What's the case? Okay, let's plug it in now. What's the case? Both of them are Tzilsum Rubi Mechamasan. Both are Tzilsum Rubi Mechamasan. But the Elyon is Tok Esrin. So let's get it. The Tachton is Psula because why? Sukkah is Tacha Sukkah. Why is the Elyona good?
It's fine.
Because it's, what'd you say? The Sukkah is considered to be Elyona because it's Toch Esrim. Excellent. Okay. Now why is this shot in the Mishnah? Says the Ritva. Get it down.
It just says the case.
Okay, but let's be mindful of what the Ritva says. The Ritva says Sukkah, Gabi Sukkah, Elyona, Ksher, Tachton, Psula. That fourth case, okay, is the exact case of the Ritva of this Mishnah when it's Sukkah, Agave Sukkah, Elyona, Ksheira, Tachtona, Psula. Ritva says, why did the Mishnah choose that case? Because the Mishnah wanted to isolate a case where it's only an issue of what? It's only an issue of Sukkah, Tacha, Sukkah. Don't give me any other businesses of Chamsim, Rumi, Chamasa. It wanted to isolate a case where you could clearly see Sukkah, Tacha, Sukkah. And that's the case. The Sukkah, Elyona is Ksheira, the Sukkah Tachtona is Psula because of Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. Nothing to do with Tzilsa Merubi Mechamasa. Okay? Both of them are good, Tzilsa Merubi Mechamasa. I don't want a case of Chamsa Merubi Mechamasa. The Mishnah want to give a clear place to convey that din. That's what the Ritva writes in the Mishnah of Sukkah Agabi Sukkah. So we have the four cases. Excellent. We have the four cases, the favorites. Okay? Go ahead now. What does the Gemara say? Akiva, excellent. Go ahead, let's see. So what's the pshita? What's the pshita? No, that's the answer already. Pshita. What's the kasha of the Gemara? So way Rashi learns the kasha of the Gemara, let's get it down. That any time you find in these four cases, chamsim rumitzi lasa, that's a dover pashat, that it's a zero. Now, which of the four cases do you have a case of chamsim rumitzi lasa? 1 and 3. Number one, he had a case of what? The tachtona was chamsim rumitzi lasa. And number three, he had the case for what? That the Elyona was Chamsim Rumi Tzilasa. Rashi says, if you have Chamsim Rumi Tzilasa in those cases, it's obviously that it's a zero. So what does Rav Yirmi, the great Amora, need to say this for? We know that it's an accepted din that it's not good. Tzilsa, that Chamsim Rumi Tzilasa. So if you know that it's an accepted din that it's not good, what do you need to convey it for? So the Gemara is asking, that's what Rashi says, Akiva, okay? Read Rashi, Pshita. What does Rashi say, Pshita? Go ahead. The what? Yeah, in other words, if one of the cases is Chamsim Rumi Tzilasa, then it's not Sukkah Tacha Sukkah, it's a nothing. So what's Rav Yirmi's Chiddush? So basically the Gemara is asking, what do you need 1 and 3 for? 1 and 3 incorporates a case where it's Chamsim Rumi Chamasa. Yes? When it's Chamsim Rumi Tzilasa. That's a Dover Poshet that it's not good. So what's the Gemara's answer? Let's go. So Gemara says Pshita. What's Gemara's answer? Let's see. Which case is that? Let's go, guys. Which case is that?
Third case.
This is the third case. The third case is a chiddush. We need to teach the third case. Because why? In the third case, why is the tachtona considered to be what?
Kosher.
Why is the tachtona kshera? Because the tachtona has what? Tzilsum mirubim mechumasa. But the elyon is what? What's the elyona? Right, so ma'udetem, I would have thought, go ahead. Go ahead, Akiva. Ma'udetema. What's the case? The way Rashi learns it. That I would think that what if you are relying on tachtona to be kshera, because why? Where was the elyona? The elyona was toch esrim, yes? But people will think that what, and this is what I want you to get, how did Rashi and Tosfos, we're going to get to more of the details today, but the pshat is that what? That the elyona contributes to the tachtona to give you more shade than sunlight, yes? Is that correct? So if you're going to get in the habit of using the elyona to help you, you might get in the habit of using when it's higher than 20. So therefore I should make a zera that I should pass on that case because if it's higher than 20. Okay? That's what I would think. You understand what I'm saying, Akiva? I would think that since I got in the habit of using the elyona, so in this case it's good because it's toch esrim, but maybe I'll get in the habit of using it even if it's above esrim. That would be mitzvah schach posel with schach kosher. What is the Gemara writing black on white, push-up shot? Get it down in your notes. That lamalim esrim amen, no, get it down. What is lamalim esrim amen? It's called schach posel. The Gemara says it black on white. Rashi and Tosfos subscribe to that. The Rabbeinu Tam will see does not. The simplest reading of Gemara Gemara says black on white, schach posel. The Gemara says it. Mistar of schach posel, but how is schach kosher? When it's lamad miyashri mama, right?
Where?
What do you mean where? In the Havamin we just read.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah, you mistar of schach posel, which is lamad poshim shot in the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos read it in that if it's lamad miyashri, it's called it schach posel. So therefore, I would think that what you should make a Xera. Go ahead, Akiva. What's the answer? Kamashma what? No, what does Gemara say? Ma'udetema. Come on, Akiva, we got a lot to do today. Ma'udetema. Read it again. Ma'udetema to what? And what's the schach posel here? In a case where it would be lamalim yesri mama. So the Gemara is saying, get it down in your notes. The Rashi and Tosfos say, schach lamalim yesri is called schach posel. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not called schach posel. Going to have to reread the Gemara. Okay, but go ahead. So that's what I would think. Go ahead. So what does Gemara say? Kamashma? That what? We don't make a gzera. And therefore, what's the din? The din is that what? If they're both toch esrim, we assume that it's what? The tachton is kshera, and the elyon is what? The elyon is considered to be psula. Why is the elyon considered to be psula? Because it's chamsum rubim chamasa on the top. It's chamsum rubim chamasa on the top, but the tachton is fine. And we don't make a gzera, we're afraid we're going to take stuff from what? That's above esrim. That's the way Rashi, what? Poshup shot. Rashi learns up the Gemara. Now I want you to get this aura down. One sec, Donnie. Okay? I want you to get this aura down. You know what I'm telling you with me? You guys got to follow focus today. Okay? Why? Remember we learned the Gemara Pshita that 1 and 3 both had cases. Yes? What was 1 and 3? 1 and 3 both had cases of Chamsun and Silasa. What was the Gemara's answer? Adam. The Chiddush is in which case is the Chiddush? In the third case. Why does the Gemara say the Chiddush also is in 1? But what is the case of one? What is the case of one? When they're both kosher. Why is that not a chiddush? No, but I want you to get this theory, okay? The poshup shot is like this. The poshup shot is like this. In the case of shtei and kshayris, if you remember, the tachton was chamsum rumitzilasa. So both sukkahs are using which schach?
The top schach.
When you're using the top schach, you're going to be careful to make sure that it's not above 20. So you're not going to make a gzera. But in the third case, you are not what? What is the third case?
The
tachton is gzera and the elyon is still. You're not using the top schach. You're just using the top as a contributor. So if it's a contributor, maybe you won't be as meticulous. And maybe you will use the stuff above 20. That's why the Gemara has the chiddush only in the third case and not the first case. You got the chiluk? Matthew, you got it? Because in the third case, you're using it only as a contributor. In the first case, you're using it, you're lying at Al-Pidin. I'll be very careful, there won't be Lamal Miesrim. So Memela, that's the Chiddush, what? That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Okay, now that we have this Gemara, let's go to back to the Tosfos, where we left off, Akiva. Let's go. And then we'll reread the Gemara in depth, Bez Hashem, if you have time. Okay, Blina, let's go. Let's go, we're in the Tosfos now. Middle of Tosfos on Testament base. Let's go, go ahead. What did Tosfos do up till now? What did Tosfos do up till now? He proved that if you have a sukkah that's mesuchachas kehilchosot, we don't care about side things. We don't care about side things at all. They don't bother us. If you have a sukkah, and he brought two rayas for it. What were the two rayas? The case of the shputim, the bed bolts. If you ignore them, the schach's fine. So therefore, I ignore them. I have more shade than sunlight. What about the case of what? What was the second raya? Hutzin, excellent. I don't care about the schach lamalim yesun. The hutzin do the job. Excellent. Now we pick it up with a new nakuda. One set. Let's get going. Real quick, Donnie. We got to get to Rabbeinu Tam. I'm going to wait till we get to inside Tysus. Look at side Tysus, okay? We didn't get to Rabbeinu Tam yet. Go ahead, Akiva. Let's go. Now it's unbelievable to read the Tysus. Now you know what he's talking about. Go ahead. What does Besamach mean? Very soon. That which we said very soon. Go ahead. Which case was that? Which case was that? Three?
Three, yeah.
That was three. Go ahead. Excellent. They're both the Toch Esrim. Correct. So what's the Kasha? What's the Kasha? Mashma? Go ahead. What did it say? It said only if the Elyon is Toch what? It's Mashma that only if the Elyon is Toch Esrim does it help. What's the blatant duke? Ha what? Hakaima. But what happens if the Elyon in the third case would be Lamala Miesrim? The Tachtona would be Puzzle. Why? But independently it's fine. The Tachtona. The Tachtona had still some Ruby Mechamasa. Right? So what does he say? Mishum to what? Oh, and that contradicts what Tysus said. Tysus said if the sukkah independently has more shade than what? Sunlight. Then it's fine. I don't care about side stuff. What do you mean? The Gemara is mandated to make sure they have to be Toch Esrim. Why does it have to be Toch Esrim? Who cares whether it's Toch Esrim? The bottom one is considered to be Tziltzum, Merubim, Mechamas. That's fine. The Elyon is a nothing because it's Chamsum, Merubim, Mechamas. And even if the Elyon will be above Esrim, Tysus has a great kasha on himself. The Gemara implies that what even if you have a good sukkah, if there's outside stuff that's bad, it's going to passel it. Marty, you got this? It's a diuk on the third case. That's what Tysus is asking. Go ahead. What's the answer? What's the answer? The answer is the tachton is not independently what? The tachton is not independently good. Meaning the what? The Elyon is a contributor. And that, the Elyonah makes what? Makes the Tachtona Tzilsa Meruba Mechamasa. It is not independently good. Because Lamaiza and therefore since it's not independently good, then you got a problem. What do you mean you got a problem? When you need a contributor, that contributor has Schach, that's Lamal Yeshu, which is possible, then you're in trouble. So Tysus says, what's the case in the third case of Reb Yirmiya? What's the third case in Reb Yirmiya? Where the what? Here it's not a tree, but what is it? The upper sukkah is contributing to the bottom sukkah that there's more shade than sunlight. Avram, you got me? That's what Tysus says the case must be. Let's get that. Don't confuse the cases. There's a sukkah tachas a sukkah, and the previous sukkah we have a sukkah tachas a ilan. Okay? So that's what Tysus says, Beferish.
Wow. Well, the third case is that the schach elyonah is that it has...
But all it says in the Gemara, Matthew, is that the tachton is silsim rubich masa. But why? The reason why is because it's been contributed by the Elyon is helping it out.
No, but if we said the Elyon is Chamsa Rumi Sivasa, how is it helping it out?
Because there's still a little bit of shade. So the little bit of shade that it has more sunlight than shade, but there's still a little bit of shade. That little bit of shade contributes to that Tachtona to put it over the hump. That's why I'm glad you asked me that, so we elucidate that.
By default, if there's more sunlight than shade,
no, because they're two different levels.
No, what I'm saying is...
It's 70-30 on top. 70-30 on the bottom. So the little bit of 30 on the top helps out to get you over the hump.
Also, the 70 on top helps the 70 on bottom.
No, it doesn't. Because physics, the upper one has more, it's built in a way, the shade is not built, the sock is built not well. You understand what I'm saying? You're asking I'm glad you asked me that. Because the upper one is not built well. So there's more sunlight than shade. The bottom one is built well. But the little bit of shade that I have from the upper one, I can contribute to the bottom one to help me get over the hump. Okay, that's exactly what Tysus is saying. It's a great nakuda that Matthew brought up. Does everyone cop that point? When I say it's a contributor by itself on the top, it's bad. There's more sunlight than shade, but there's a little bit of shade. That little bit of shade helps the bottom to put it over the hump that there's more shade than sunlight. Okay? Real quick, go ahead.
I had a question before. Why can't we say that the difference between the case of the Elon and the Shippudim is that we said that the Shippudim can't be Shem Schach because they don't fit the three categories, but the Elon is Schach.
So Elon's also Mechubur. Mechubur's bad.
No, what I'm saying, it can be Schach.
But it's Kol's Man, it's Mechubur, it's bad. Very good. Okay, everyone's on the ball. Kiva Viter now. Let's go. Now, what's this next point? Again, you would have never understood this. Do you guys appreciate that? That's why I gave you this Gemara this morning. If you do, it's a wrong way to do the Taisus before doing Rabbi Yirmiyah. You got to do Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay, he's combining the whole sugya. Go ahead, Akiva. What does this next line mean? Chia Gavna. Okay, now what does this mean? He gives an ingenious case. What was our case of Shteim Psulos in our Gemara? Someone tell me. What was the example of Shteim Psulos? You guys tell me. Both of them were Tzilsa Merubi Mechamasim. Both of them, the Elyona was Lamal Miasim. Excellent. That was the case in the Gemara. You know what Tosa says? I could have given you another case. What would have been the other case? Do the exact third case, which was what, Donnie? Chaptis. Do the exact third case that the Elyona is Chamsim Mitsulasa. And the tachton is what? Tzilsim Ruchamasa. But the top one is above 20. Plug that in. What would that be if the above one is above 20?
According to
who? What would be the difference if the above one's above 20? That would be what?
Puzzle.
And what would be the bottom?
Puzzle.
And it would also be puzzle. Shteim Psulos. Why did the Gemara give that case?
Doesn't hold that.
No, Tosis says it could have. I could have given you a third case, and the upper one being above 20, that would have been Shteim Psulos. But, Elamashach Shopper, I found a better case of Shteim Psulos. I found a better case. Why is it a better case? Because I don't have to do asymmetrical. In the case of Shteim Psulos, I had both of them Tzilsim Ruvim Mechamasim. Okay? So therefore, I don't have to mix and match. But in a Chanami, in theory, I could have given a case of Shteim Psulos with the third case, just the upper one being Lamal Miasim. Everyone cop that? It's a beautiful, it's so beautifully when you do the Gemara. Okay, you got that? Kiva, clear? That's what he's saying. Okay, so now Tosfos goes to a new Nakuda. Okay? What's the new Nakuda now? Go ahead, Vim Taimar. Donnie, you got that, Chlor?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Theoretically, you could have come up with Shteim Psulos with the third case if the upper one's higher than 20. Marty, you got that? The third case could have been Shteim Psulos if the upper one was above 20. Because the upper one's above 20, it's bad. And the bottom one also is bad because you're Mistarif, Schach Basel, Schach Kosher. Okay, go ahead.
What's his answer why the Gemara didn't give that?
Because, like I just said, he wanted to be symmetrical. In the case of Shteim Psulos, Ephraim, in the case of Shteim Psulos, both of them are Tzilos and Ruben Chamasim. Okay, go ahead, Akiva. Yes, Avram, real quick. Theoretically, there's you're giving another case. What are you saying now?
If they're both Chamsa Merubim and Tzilasa, and
so the upper one's bad.
And the bottom's also bad because it doesn't have enough.
The bottom one is Chamsa Merubim and Chamasin too?
Yeah.
So that would be a case of Shteim Psulos too. Now, is it Lamal Miesrim?
Yeah,
the Leon
is Lamal
Miesrim. It doesn't have to be Lamal Miesrim.
Yeah.
Could have been Pachas Miesrim, right?
Yeah, okay.
You know, Hanami could have said that too. Okay?
Right,
and also, Avram, we want to teach a case of Sukkah Taka Sukkah, right? That's a Mishnah. What you're saying, Rabbi Yirmiyah would teach what's in the Mishnah. Everyone, you're saying good, and everyone's responding good. Excellent. Okay, Akiva, next one. Donnie, you clear? You got it? Okay, let's go. Vim Tomar. Go ahead now. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar came in the Intap Tona Tilsanurba.
Let's get this. Get Donnie, inside. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar came in the Intap Tona Tilsanurba, Element Lachmas, Elyona, Amar Shera.
Oh, what's Akasha? Which case is this? What did we just get through saying the Tachton, the third case, is Silsimer because of the contributor of the top? Why is it Shera? Go ahead, ha. Oh, what does Miduvelas mean? For Shmuel.
For Shmuel, but Gemara Kana Ola Kana Yore.
Excellent. What does that mean? Akana ola akana yored? It's kind of like this. What is it like? Yeah, it's kind of like one beam on top of another, right? It's not exactly what, you know, same level. Go ahead. There's no three tefachim in between each. Aval. Then you're pasul. So what's the kasha? How can our third case be the tachtonic shera? What do you mean? The tachtona needs the elyona, the contributor, to make more shade than sunlight. Is there a space of more than three tefachim? Of course there is. How could it be kshera? It needs it. It needs it, halacha. It's more than three tefachim. If there's a space of more than three, I got a problem. If you have different levels, and you the bottom level needs a top level to make more shade than sunlight on the bottom level, and there's more than three tefachim, it should be psula. That's a bomb kasha. It's a great kasha. Okay. What's the answer? Go ahead, Yesh Lomar. Wow, what's the answer? No problem. If you have more than three tefachim space, it's still fine, as long as each rod or each stick or each slat is a tefach. If the width of each one from each other is a tefach, if the rochav of kol konam me'akonim akvoim tefach, then we see what? If there's a gago tefach, we see that the kanel yon is if it's what? It's a pancake together. This is a halacha Moshe Messina, I want you to know. It's called Chavot Rami. Okay? Like Matthew was saying, how would you know that? I don't know how would you know. You need me, God willing, you need me to be there to tell you. Okay? Okay? You have to learn the Gemara here. The Gemara of Chavot Rami is halacha Moshe Messina. Chavot Rami. It means you pancake the two levels. Okay? Leah and Harav, Hashem, I got to be able to teach you that. Chavot Rami. You pancake the two levels. When do you pancake the two levels? When what? Even if there's a three tefachim, say, im yesh begago tefach. What does that mean, yesh begago tefach? What does that mean? That if the what? If each rod is what? Im yesh berochav kol kana. Each kana me'akonim is what? Gavoyim tefach. What does that mean? What does that mean, halacha l'maisa? That what? That if there's a space of a tefach, I don't care, halacha l'maisa, how what? As long as I have a tefach space, and in our sugya is the elyonim start because there's a tefach berochav akonim. As long as the what? As long as there's a width of the rods are what? Avram, what does it mean? The width of the rods are a tefach. The rods themselves, no? Doesn't it mean the rods themselves? So therefore you can say that what the two levels are, this is why I call it pancake. You sandwich it together, the two levels, called chavot rami. And therefore in our sugya we have to say the same thing. In our sugya, we also say that Elyona is mistarf with the tachton. It can be a contributor because we have to say the rods are what? The rods are a tefach wide. Okay? If the rods are a tefach wide, it's considered to be what? It's considered, even if benzel is a shlosh, it means begago tefach. If there's a what? The gag is a tefach wide, then we say chavot rami.
You said tall?
I think the slats are, as long as they're a tefach wide, that's enough. The slats are a tefach wide, that's enough. I don't care whether there's a space that's three or tefachim bigger now. I will what else? I will sandwich, I will pancake the two tefachim together, the two rods together. So that's exactly in our sugya. Okay, excellent. We got that so far? Jacob, we got that. It's called Chavot Rami. Okay, it has a lot of nafkaminas in cases also of Tumas Kohanim, also. By Tumas Kohanim, by, you know, there's the din of Chavos Rami also by Tumas Kohanim, by Kohanim, going into hospitals. If there's different what roofs, there's a space. The master, do you say chavot rami to say that it comes together, forms a roof, and then the tumah goes under the roof? Different situations.
Oh, so like an airplane, you have the coffin in an airplane. In the
no, no, that's different. Chavot rami is different spaces. The coffin is different. That's what we learned that about Poseach Tefach. The Tefach space that keeps the tumah in. Okay, go ahead, Viter. Let's go, Akiva.
Rabbeinu Tam.
Oh, now we get to Rabbeinu Tam, guys. Go ahead, Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbeinu Tam, the malam yasri lo chasu zak
basel. Me'achar. Oh, there's no psul in the etzim schach. What's the psul? What's the psul? In the height. So let's get down. Rabbeinu Tam writes that schach lamalim yesu is not called schach posel. Rashi and Tosis said it's called schach posel. Okay, do they have the picture of it being a tevach wide? Okay, or lemaisu, but what do we have here? We have here Beferish Rabbeinu Tam says if it's above 20, it's not called Tzach Pasa. Go ahead. Rabbeinu Tam is bothered by Akasha. Go ahead. Shekashalo.
Shekashalo Hadaka Amrina and Tachtona Kesher Leon Psula, it's
directly. Oh, he's bothered by the answer of the Gemara. What was the answer of the Gemara? That there was a Kiddush in the third case, so we don't make a Gzeru. Is that correct? Go ahead, the Maudatema. That was what you read. You read very nicely, Kiva, the Gemara. Kukamrina, Tachtona, Ksher, El Yonah, Psul, Itzrich. That was the line of the Gemara with the third case of the Chiddush. Go ahead. The Maudatema.
Maudatema needs to rest Stach Basel, Bahari Stach Kasher, Shadachak.
Rashi had to stand on his head and say, even though the Elyon is betoch Esrim, right? Go ahead, Maudatema, I might have thought. Oh, because I can envision a case where the top one is the Malami Esrim, and you could use that as a contributor. Go ahead. And a guy's not going to pay attention to the thing being above 20. And therefore, he's going to starve that with what? With the tachtona. And that's going to be a problem. He won't realize that what, that, you know, it's lamalim yesrim. Okay? Because he's got used to saying, even though it's lamalim yesrim, because he thinks the tam elyon doesn't possible anyway. And therefore, it's no big deal. Because the elyon's chayim shum rim tzilos, I don't care whether it's higher than 20. Go ahead, umirichazi. Yeah, he thinks that the upper one is bogus. So I don't care if it's higher than 20. Below what? Yeah, no one passes the tachtona, even though he's wrong. So Rashi stands on his head and says exactly like you read the Gemara, that I would have thought that what? That if the Elyon is a contributor, but even though it's a contributor only, I would think Lamal and Yeshua would also be good. Kamash Malan. The low what? Yeah, that's the way Rashi learns. And what does Rabbi Natan say? The what?
The dochek who's...
He says that's a big dochek. The Gemara never said Lamalim Yesher Mama. We read the Gemara. Did the Gemara say it? Not in my Gemara. Yeah, but it didn't say Lamalim Yesher when you said, oh, Gazrina, and then you have to read into the Gemara that I'm going to, what, Dilma, take from stuff to what? Starf Sach Puzzle. We said that we read it in Lamalim Yesher. Go ahead. The ode. The Mi'ai Taima. I'm sorry, it says, the Dochuk said, the Mi'ai Taima have what? I mean, what's the Lememar? See, the Mi'ai Taima is the second Kasha. The first shot is that it's a Dochuk, right? What's the second one? The Mi'ai Taima. Please get that down in your notes. The Mi'ai Taima is the second Nakuda. The Mi'ai Taima what? Oh, that's what I said to you guys. The Gemara could have easily have said Avram what? The case of Shtein Ksheris, what could it have said? What could it have said in the Shtein Ksheris case, according to Rashi? Like I said, it could have been Shtein Ksheris and go Lamalim Yesrim, and you would have had a Chiddush. I would have made the same Xera, right? Remember what I said to you when we read the Gemara? That's what Tosh is saying right now, Rabbeinu Tam. Why did the Gemara have to focus on the third case? Focus on the first case. The first case is Shtein Ksheris, but the second, the Elyon is Lamalim Yesrim. And the Chiddush have been, I don't make a Xera. Why do we focus only on the third case? It's very difficult on Rashi. So to defend Rashi, we'll get back to it. We gave our answer. The Marsha, we were mechavin the Marsha. Believe that if we have time, we'll get to the Marsha. But the Marsha basically spoke out what we said. That's a big difference. In the third case, you're just using it as a contributor. In the first case, you're using it as the what? As the schach. So I'll be very meticulous and it won't be l'malim yeser. Okay? Go ahead. So because of those kashes, go ahead, Akiva. What does Rabbi Natan say? Gagon. Please underline that. Please underline that word, Yosef. What do we have in our Girsasvi? In our Gemara, it says in the third line in Yudam Alaf, Kaimatarvayu. That's according to what? That's according to Rashi. Kaimatarvayu. According to Tois, according to Binatam, it's only Tachtonas B'toch Esrim. Klomar, Ava what?
Klomar, Ava Aliona, Lo Chashidim, B'chol, Inin, D'Kaiva. V'afil, Amalim Esrim, Lo Mirsa, La Tachtona,
B'hafil. He says, I could care less whether it's Amalim Esrim. If it's a contributor, it's fine. No problem, because Amalim Esrim is not Schach Pasul. And therefore, the Gemara's Kasha is a great Kasha. Pshita. And what's the Gemara's answer? Go ahead, Hainu, D'Kamar.
I'm Kamar, Hashas, Mahu, D'Tema,
what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? The Havamina is a goof of that. That Schach Lamalam Yeshua is called Schach Puzzle. That's goof of the Havamina. And what's the answer? Kamash Mulan? Beautiful. And the Chiddush is that it's not called Schach Puzzle. Lamalam Yeshua is not Schach Puzzle. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam reads the Gemara. Works out beautifully. Goof of the Havamina was there a schach pasul. Kamash Ma, then it's not. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam reads the Gemara. So Rashi and Tosfos say schach lamalim yesrim is pasul. Whereas the Rabbeinu Tam says it's not called Tzchach Pasul. Okay? We got that Chiddush? Now we had in the very beginning of the year that Tzchach Lamalim Yesrim, with the case of the Itztaba, we had that Shiloh with the Tyson and Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Remember that? Rabbeinu Yeshaya said Lamalim Yesrim was like metal. The way Rashi and Tyson are masked with this Gemara, it seems like it also is like metal. Whereas the Rabbeinu Tam holds like what? Who was the Machlek Zatin over there to Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yeshaya? It was Rabbeinu Tam, wasn't it?
About the rain?
Who was it in the beginning of the rush? You have a look in the rush in the beginning.
Check.
Who was it? Who was against Rabbeinu Yeshaya? I think it was Rabbeinu Tam, no? So it would be Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasa. It would come out Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasa. Okay. Vayta now, Kiva. Let's go. Real quick, Danny. Go ahead.
I'm Rabbeinu Tam. Someone keeps where it has to be Chasm Rabbeinu Salsa, right?
Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara. No one argues with the case of the Gemara. What was the case of the Gemara, the third one?
Chasm Rabbeinu Salsa on top.
The third one is Tachton is what?
Well, they're both Chasm Rabbeinu Salsa.
No, the third one is Tachton is Silsa Mirbu Chamasa, and El Yon is Chasm Rabbeinu Chamasa. Yeah, that's the third case.
Okay, so we did physics. How can Rabbeinu Tam hold that if it's over 20 amos? Even if there's Chasm Rabbeinu Salsa on top, there's still. You're going to be more...
It's not. The case of the Gemara is that he says, Kami Tachtona, the Elyon is considered to be... the Elyon is L'mayla Miesrim. So what's wrong?
Because if it's over 20, if it's over 20, the top one...
The Chams is Merum Mitzilas, because don't ever be confused there, because it was built like that. It was built in a manner there's more sunlight than what shade. But the bottom was built in a way that there's more shade than sunlight.
Regardless, if it's over 20 amos, there's still going to be shade coming from that. Because anything over 20 amos...
And what is Rabbeinu Tam's theory? That Lamalim Yesrim is not Tzchach Pasul. So it can contribute.
But I'm saying, how does he hold that it's not Tzchach Pasul? In what way?
He says it's not. It can contribute. It can contribute to the shade.
It can't be its own.
It can contribute to the shade of the bottom one, that there's more shade than sunlight. But I don't view it as Tzchach Pasul. Because Lamash, it's only because of its height. It's not like a tree. It's not like Mechubah. Okay? It's not like it's Mechubah. That's the Chiddush. Okay? Or more than that, any shade that it has can contribute, Lamaisa, to the, we're keeping that the same case, Pashup Shot, that it's contributing. We're going to see if we have time, to Machlokes Rishona within Rabbeinu Tam, if that's the case, okay?
The whole issue over 20 is coming from the walls.
I understand that, but there's still a little bit of shade, Lamaisa, that might be good and it could contribute a little bit. And that's what we'll see when we get to Machlokes Rishona. But that's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, okay? It's Rabbeinu Tam, so it works out Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasa. Very good. Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasa against Rabbeinu Yeshaya. It's Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Rosh Kodesh Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Right? So it's Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasa that Tzchach Lamalim Yesrim is not Tzchach Pasul. Okay, go ahead, Akiva. Vaitavim Tomar. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Bereish Erevin, look inside.
Bereish Erevin, Mashma, Kitzas, Kibersh Rabbeinu Tam. Gabi Mitzas Chach, Besotasim, Mitzas Lamalim Yesrim.
What's the case if a little bit's below 20 and a little bit's above 20? What's the din? Afagav the what?
Afagav the Ishaklas Lahi Yehei Chamas and Rumi
Tzilsa. Oh, if you remove this, what's the din in that case? It's Kshayra. What's the din in that case? It's Kshayra, correct? It's Kshayra. It's going like the Girsa Kshayra. It's going like the Girsa Kshayra. We passing like Rava over there was Kshayra, remember? Chalal Tanah, remember? So we passing like Rava. So let's assume that it's Kshayra. But if you remove the upper stuff, there's going to be more sunlight than shade. Go ahead, Mashma Hasim Kshayra, Mishun the what? Oh, so that means you are taking into incorporation the stuff above 20. So therefore it's a raya for Rabbeinu Tam that what? That Lamalim Yesrim is not considered Tzchach Pasul. Yes? Otherwise it should mess it up. So we're taking into incorporation the top, the stuff above 20. So it must be Rabbeinu Tam's right. Because he says, we're bringing a raya for Rabbeinu Tam. That Tzchach Lamalim Yesrim is not called Tzchach Pasul. Because we're saying what makes the Tzchach where a little bit below 20, a little bit above 20, it's Kshayra. But if you take away the above stuff, it will be Chamsa Mimtsilasa, but the above stuff makes it Tzilsa Miruba Mechamasa. So you see that what it's contributing. But it's Lamal Miyashim, so you see it's not Tzchach Pasul. Oh, go ahead, how's he slug it up? Oh, so Rashi and Tosfos will say I can save it. Go ahead. What does that mean now? How did he say there's no riot? By the case of the Hudson, what did he say? Even if Schach is Lamal Miyashim Pasul, why is it Kshayra? Why is it Kshayra over there? Because why? The Tziltsa Merubim Mechamas in the case of Hudson is because of what? The Hudson themselves, which are within 20. You follow me? They're within 20. So too, halach lamaisa, you could say the same thing here. You could say the same thing here, lamaisa. Don't tell me that what? Tzilsa merubah michamasa is from the stuff above the 20. It's tzilsa merubah from within 20. So what does the Gemara mean that if you remove it, it would be chamsa mitzilasa? Go ahead, Akiva. Oh, but it said if you remove the top stuff, it'll be chamsa mitzilasa. Go ahead. Excellent, Akiva. So what's ingenious pshat, Taisis? What does he say? He says there's more shade than soil from the stuff within the 20. So what does the Gemara mean? That if you take away the stuff on the top, it's going to be more sunlight than shade? Because it won't be, it'll be flimsy. If there's a lot of stuff on the thing, including the stuff above 20, and it helps the stuff below 20, because it's not going to be flimsy anymore. So therefore the wind won't blow it away. So if the wind won't blow it away, Lamaisa, it's going to what? It's going to be, it contributes in that manner. But the notion that there's more shade than sunlight comes from within the 20. So Tosus just rejected the raya. Don't you tell me from the Gemara Neirim and Gimel Amud Aleph that above 20 contributes. Because above 20, all it contributes is to keep the stuff there. But the more shade than sunlight comes within 20. So you see that what? That Tzchach Lamal Miyashim Taka might be what? Tzchach Pasol. Like Rashi and Taisa Shita. It might consider to be Tzchach Pasol. Like Rashi and Taisa Shita. So Rashi and Taisa stick strong that Tzchach Lamal Miyashim would be called what? Would be called Tzchach Pasol. That comes out from the Shittas HaTaisis. So we just finished the whole Taisis. Let's chazer it over outside, and then we start again with the Gemara here, with the Chiddush. Let's get it. Tosus in the first part of the Taisis, what did he do? Fryim, let's get it down, so you'll remember it. What's the first part of the Taisis?
He establishes
that if you have a sukkah, that's good. All the outside stuff doesn't bother me. Therefore, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, before the two dots, that if you have a tree, there's more sunlight and shade, and it's a contributing factor, Lamaisa, it must be that what? When the Gemara asks, there's schach posel, with schach kosher, it's contributing, there's more shade than sunlight because of the contributing factor of the tree. Otherwise, if the sukkah itself created independently, it wouldn't be a kasha. What were the two rayas that he brought to that? Shpudim case. Remove the shpudim and the poles, and what's the din?
Okay.
It's fine, no problem, because there's still more shade than sunlight from the schach. Another rye is what? The case of Hudson. The Hudson that dips within 20 causes more shade. So there it is. First segment of Taisus. Second segment. What does he say? Excellent. He asks a kasha from your birmia. What does your birmia imply in the third case?
That they
both must be, the Elyona must be Tok Esrim. Mashma, if the Elyona was what above Esrim is, what would be the din? It would passel. But I have a beautiful sukkah. Why should it bother me? The Tachton is what? The Tachton is Silsa what? So what's the problem? So how does he answer that? Again, it's a contributor.
Yeah.
Again, it's a contributor. Why is the bottom of Tzilsim Ruch HaMasa? Because you take from the top one. Got you over the hump. It was built in a manner, the top one, that there's more shade, more sunlight than shade. The bottom is built in a manner there's more shade than sunlight. Yes? Oh, then what does Taisa say? Let's get it. What does Taisa say is an addendum to that segment? In that segment still.
And he
says, I could have given you a case of what? I could have given you a case of Shtei and Psulos with what? With that case, of the third case, just the upper one being Lamalim Yesrim, right? And it didn't give it because it wanted to be symmetrical. Shtei and Psulos with the both of Tzilsim Rubim Chamasim. Second segment. Third segment. What's the third segment?
Kasha.
What's the Kasha?
Why is it kosher if there's Tzilsim Rubim Chamasim?
He says, what do you mean? If you need contributing factor from the bottom, right, with the Tachton and Tzilsim Rubim Chamasim from the top, Isaac Sheira. We learn what Tzilk can move to Dallas. If there's a space of three Tvachim where you're done. Yes? What's the answer? Chavit Rami. When do you say Chavit Rami? When it's a tefach. When it's a tefach, the gag is a tefach. If the gag is a tefach, the rods, the slats are a tefach, then that gives you the ability to say Chavit Rami in the three tefachim space. That's the third segment. Fourth segment brings in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is a theory that Sukkah Lamalim Yashim is a what?
Is not a psul,
correct. So it's not a psul. He's bothered by the Havamina of the Gemara. How does Rashi learn the Havamina of the Gemara? By the Chiddush 3. It's a Gzera that what? That I'll use the Elyona, which is Tok Esrim. I might have used the Elyona, this is above Esrim. He says that's not in the Gemara. Number two Kashan Rashi is what? What's number two Kashan Rashi? That it could have said by Shtein Kshayris. Could, why does it say on three? Could have said one in the Malam Yeshim, like I had said. What we saved Rashi by quoting the we were Mechavim the Marsha. Then the third case only contributing. The first case you're using the El Yona. So I'm going to be meticulous and won't be Tokashim. Okay, but nonetheless, because of those two kashas, what does Rabbi Natan say? Change the Girsa. The Tachton is what in the third case, Akiva. The Tachton is what. It's Tokashim. The Mal is the upper one is. Is above 20, and I don't care because not a schach posel. And the havamina was it was schach posel, mashma not. Oh, that's the fourth. That's what segment? That's the fourth segment. And the last segment is what? Maybe I can bring a writer a bit of time from the Gemara and Erevin. That what? That the Gemara and Erevin says a little bit above, a little bit below. It's good. Why is it good? Because I don't care if it's the mal necessarily contributes. If I took it away, it'd be more chamsim rutsi losa. So you see that at the what doesn't bother me. What's the answer? Not true. It's siltzum miruba mechamosim from the stuff tochesrim. All I meant to say is that if without the stuff on top, it'd be flimsy, it would blow away. That's all I meant to say. So we slug up the raya. Okay. Hashtadasis lahachi. Let's go, Akiva. 1 second, Fraim, okay? Let's go back to the Gemara now. Let's go back to the Gemara now. I want you to get all this lumdus here now. In the pshat in the Gemara. Let's get it down. Go ahead, Akiva. Start with the what? Start with Amr of Yirmiya, okay? Start with Amr of Yirmiya. This is the Chiddush Lamais that we have to say, okay? This is the Chiddush that we have to say. Go ahead. Let's go.
Amr of Yirmiya, Paman Shishtein Kisheros, Paman Shishtein Pesulos, Paman Shishtatona Kisher, Aliona Pesula, Paman Shishtatona Pesula, Aliona Kisher. Paman Shishtein Kisheros, Hechi Dam, Mikigon Shishtatona Hamas and Ruba Mitzilsa.
Okay, first one. Get this down. Get this down, please. It comes out, halacha lemaisa, that the tachton is kshera. Why is the tachton a kshera? Because it's using the top schach. Excellent. What would be in the following case? Please get it. What would be if the elyona was lamalim yesrim? What would you say in that case? The tachtona would be psula. Correct. 1 second. The tachtona would be psula. Okay? Because it's gavo miyesrim ama. It's schach posel. Okay? It's schach posel. Lafi Rashi, correct. It's schach posel. Kimavur b'Rashi. Rashi said on Yudam and Alf Dermaska Tachtoinen. Because Allah Lamaisa, it's Lamalam Yashimama. Okay? And it itself is what? We know it itself is what? What is it itself? Chamsim Mutsilasa. But as you point out astutely, Yonatan, but according to Rabinatan, please get this down. According to Rabinatan, what does Rabinatan hold? That Lamalam Yashim is not schach posel. So what will be if it didn't tachtona? Please get this down. Kiva, please write it.
No,
it's totally not Malchus Yishoinim. Within Rabbeinu Tam, Avram, get it down. According to the Ritva, the tachtona would be psula. Because even though it's not pusul l'malam yesrim, but it cannot be mitzaref l'hachshir. There's a machloikis within Rabbeinu Tam that schach l'malam yesrim mama is a zero. But is it a good enough to be machshir the tachtona? Machloikis Ritva Rabbeinu Yerucham within Rabbeinu Tam. Please get this down. According to the Ritva, the Tachtona would be Psula. Because it cannot be Mitzdarif L'Hakshir. You're right, it doesn't passel. Yonatan, please write this down. Granted, Lamal Miyashim doesn't passel. You got a pen? Granted, Lamal Miyashim doesn't passel. Please get that down. But does that mean can it be Makshir the Tachtona? Ritva says no. And the Rabbeinu Yerucham says it's Ksheir. Within Rabbeinu Tam, please get it. Now, if you hold, please get this. If you hold like Rabbeinu Yerucham, listen to this. If you hold Rabbeinu Yerucham, why do you think, this is amazing, Kiva, please get this. Why do you think that the Rabbi Yirmi had to say the Sukkah Yonah was Tok Esrim? Why, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that Schach L'malim Yesrim, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't passel, why do you have to say that it's B'Tok Esrim? Do you understand my point? No, but why does it have to be B'Toch Esrim? If it helps, it helps. Sachra Ma'al Esrim can help. Why does it have to be B'Toch Esrim? It's a great question. Does anyone hear that? We're going to give an answer. Do you understand the difficulty with that? Izzy, you follow me? In other words, if you hold that, like Rabbeinu Yerucham, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Ma'al Esrim can help it to be Makshel the Tachtoina, so why does the Gemara say that it was B'Toch Esrim, Del Yona? We're talking within the first case. We're talking within the first case, the Bumim. That's what Akiva read. If you learn like Rabbeinu Tam that it can help it out, not only is it not possible, it can makshir, why does the insistence of the Aliyonim B'toch Esrim? This is Torah. This is the Kedusha. This is the Torah Shabbat. You are Nitzchis, this is Nitzchis. What does it mean in the Gemara? Yonatan, let's get it. I saw an amazing, it's an amazing pshat. You know what the pshat is? And I finally, Baruch Hashem, figured out this picture. What does it mean, Toch Esrim? It means Toch Esrim from the Meschach Tachtona. It means Toch Esrim of the Schach Tachtona. That's why in this picture, if you notice, in this picture here, it always made the first one's roof at 5. I was wondering, why 5? Why is it doing 5? Because you have to go from this, if you hold like the Sarbeni Ruchum, it has to be Toch what? Esrim from 5 to 19 is Toch Esrim. It's got to be Toch Esrim, because why does it have to be Toch Esrim? Even though from the Kark it's more higher than 20. That doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference higher than 20 from the ground. But the chiddush is that the Sukkel Yonah is Toch Esrim Amma of the Schach Tachtona. And therefore what? The Sukkah what? It's going to be what? It's going to be kosher. Because you have to relate the Schach Elyona to the Schach what? And that's what we're trying to be Mechadish L'maisa, kin the Tachtona B'ksheir. Because in this case what? The Tachtona L'maisa, we want to say in this case is what? It's going to be kosher. Stay in Cheris in this case, yes? Did we get that case? Again, I want to chaz over this Nakuda. It's not hard, but let's get this. Again, what case are we dealing with? Stay in Cheris, correct? Stay in Cheris. Okay, good. We said that what would happen if the Schach Elyona is Lamalim Yeshimama? What would be the din? Then the Elyona would be Psula, according to Rashi. What about according to Rabbeinu Tam? What would you say according to Rabbeinu Tam? If the Schach Elyona is Lamalim Yeshim, what would you say?
Fine.
What would be with the Tachtona? What would be with the Tachtona? Because we know the Elyona is what? The Elyona is Silsim Rubi Chamasa, but it's considered to be what? If it's Lamalim Yeshim, what are you going to say if it's Lamalim Yeshim? What would you say in that case? Halach Lamais. The Tachtona, the Elyona is bad. But what'll be what? What'll be with the Tachtona? What'll be with the Tachtona? What do we want to say in that case? So that depends. So he said, according to the Ritva, the Chaton is also possible, like Rashi said, because it cannot be Mitzdarf Lahakshir. It can't be Mitzdarf Lahakshir. So therefore, you have a what? You have the bottom one that is what? Chamsim Rumi Sulasi, you're finished. So the Chamsim Rumi Chamas is not going to what? It's not going to be able to work. Yes? It's not going to be able to work. But what's going to happen? But if you hold like Rabbi Yeruchim says, the Sfas Emes, Sfas Emes says the Rekord Rabbi Yeruchim is Ksheira the Tachtona. Why is it Ksheira? Because not only can it what not possible, but can it start for Hachshir. So it'll make it more what? More shade than what? It'll make it more shade than sunlight. So it'll make it good. So what does it have to, why does Rabbi Yirmiyah say it's got to be the Toch Esrim? So perhaps, says the Sfas Emes, that the way you read the Gemara, it's got to be the Toch Esrim of the Sukkah Tachtona. Even though from the ground it's more than 20, it's a little bit of a Deichik, but Lamaisa, that's what you'll have to say, Halach Lamaisa, that it will make the what? It will make the Tachtona transformed to still be what? To still be Cheirah. So this is all an offshoot of the first case when you say Shneim Cheirah. In the case of Shneim Cheirah, if the upper one, in the case of the Gemara, was the upper one was Toch Esrim. What's the deal if the upper one's above Esrim? So as Yonatan said, according to Rashi, for sure the Tachton is Psula. Okay, no problem. Not only is the Tachton a Psula, but also what? Why is the Elyona going to be Cheirah? Why is the Elyona Cheirah? Because you said it was Toch Esrim. But if Lamalim Esrim, it's Psula. So there's no doubt the Elyona is Psula. What about the Tachtona? So Yonatan says not only the Elyona will be Psula, the Tachtona will be Psula. Rabbeinu Tam is what the Pilpa with. According to Ritva, it's Taka Cheira. Because the Elyona not only does it not puzzle in the Lamalim Esrim, it can mean starve to help you. So it'll make the bottom one more shade than sunlight. What about according to, that's according to what? That's according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Halach Lamais. According to Ritva, it'll be Psula. So what does it mean when it's Toch Esrim? So you have to say Toch Esrim of the Sukkah Tachtona. Yes, Avra. Yes.
So we pretend that like the Tachtona Sfat is like a nothing, right? That it's not there.
We don't pretend that, Lamais. That's in the case in the Gemara.
Yeah.
But when we change it, the case to be what happens if the Elyona is above Esrim, then we want to know, can it contribute at all to the bottom one to get it over the hump? That's the Machlaikas. According to Rashi, of course it can. It's puzzle. According to Benotan, the Tzchach L'malim Esrim is not Tzchach puzzle. Maybe it can contribute. Rabbeinu Ruchim says yes, Ritva says no.
You can considering that the tachtona schach is not there, or that it is there?
Physically, it's there, and it can be helped out. That's what we're saying. That's the chiddush of this gemara.
So it wouldn't be a problem, according to Rabbi Natan, that if we pretend like this, the tachtona schach is not there, then it would just be a...
No, we only use that svar of pretending it's not there to get out of the problem schach agabi schach. Here it's a different issue. So if I can get it over the hump with the upper one, then it's fine. Okay? That's at least according to Rabbi Yerucham. So that's the first chiddush we wanted to say. Yes, Matthew. On this Nakuda?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
For the Ritzel, who says it's not good, what's the difference between this case and the Hutzin case that Tosos brings as a raya for Rabbi Yerucham? Hutzin, we said, it's not good alone.
Because the Hutzin case, independently, it's fine.
No, I thought we said it needs the one where we ksat above, ksat below, it needs the top.
Well, are you holding like Rashi, Taisus, or Rabbeinu Tam? Rashi and Taisus said the Hutzin themselves created more tzil than suddenly. You didn't need the stuff above 20. The above 20 was just to make sure that it's strong enough and won't be blown away.
So how can you ask Baum Kash and Ritzel to say, if Rabbeinu Tam says that by the Hutzin case it needs the help and it works, but, so to here you would say if it needs the help and it works.
No, the Ritva, you can't ask a Kad. Ritva might learn the Gemara there like Rashi Taisus.
Oh, okay.
Could learn like Rashi Taisus. Okay, that's the first Kiddush. Now, one second, within that first Kiddush, what do you say about the Elyona? What's the din of the Elyona? What do you say about the Elyona? Elyona for sure is Psula, right?
No.
Because it's Gavol Amalim Esrim Amma, Mishukasa Atachton, for sure it's Psula. What happens if it's Betoch Esrim of the Schach Atachton? What would you say in that case? We're going to get to that, Lunetta, we'll see, if we get to it, it's a machloj yishonim. In other words, what would be in the case where the upper one is toch esrim of the bottom one schach? In other words, it might be above 20 from the ground, but it's within 20 of the schach. What would you say in that case?
It sounds like it's like covering susos, no? Can you make this like a comparison?
Similar, but we'll see lemais, it's a machloj when we get to that. Rov Rishon say it's ksher, except for the rivet. The Rav Itak argues on that case. Okay. Go ahead, Akiva. Let's go. So what's the next case? We have to read out a little bit in the Gemara. Go ahead. No, before that, I go back to Pamam Mishtein Ksheris. Heichidami again. Read again. Oh. Go ahead now. Pamim.
Pamim Shishtein Psulos Heichidami.
Oh, so they're both Tzilsim Rumi Chamasan, and the upper one is Lamal Miyasri Mama. Yes? Yeah? So what? Let's be Masber this here. The Meiri says right here, please get it down. The Meiri Dimaskar Shtam Sula says, what happens? Interesting case. The Elyon is a problem because it's higher than 20. Why is the bottom one a problem? Because of what? Schach Agave what? Schach agave schach. Correct. Sukkah tacha sukkah. So let me ask you a question, says the Miri. What happens if the Elyona would be betoch esrim from the gag of the tachtona? What would you say about that? Even though it's higher than 20 on the ground. What would you say in that case? You know what the Miri says? It's good. Why is it good? Because it's not lamalami esrim from its surface. Please get that down. It's an amazing Miri. Do you understand what the Miri is saying? When do we say the Elyona is a problem? When is the Elyona a problem? When it's higher than 20 from the surface of the bottom sukkah. But if it's within 20 of the surface of the bottom sukkah, it's ksheir. This is the sheet of the Miri. And the Ravid says on the Rif, that's ridiculous. He says, no way. He says, the Elyona l'malim yeshim amam mekarka, even though it's toch yeshim amam l'gag tachtona, it's still puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because what's the famous sheet of Rava? You need dearest what? Eroi. Since you need dearest Eroi, sukkah l'malim yeshim amam, it's puzzle. And since these walls are higher than 20, it's puzzle. I don't care whether it's within 20 from the roof, from the gag of the bottom one. And the Bir Alocha writes in Simen Tov Reish Chav Ches, Maske El Yona, that even according to Rava, if the Defonos El Yonos are Gvoi Misach Tachtona Esrimama, even though Lamaisa, they're higher than 20 from the carcass, it's not puzzle. Bir Alocha argues. The Bir Alocha says it's good. So I want you to get this down. He agrees with the Amiri, it seems. He agrees with the Amiri. So it comes out, let's get this. One second, Avram. That in this second case, Akiva, you read, what will be if the Elyon is within 20 amas of the surface of the gag of the tachtona? So what does the Amiri say? The Amiri says it's kosher. The Amiri says it's kosher. And the Ravid says absolutely not. That's a problem of Keva. And the Bir Alocha says, why? Why is it a problem of Keva? If the defonos elyonos are not gavoy mischach tano esrim amo, if the defonos elyonos are not higher, im einat defonos elyonos gavoyim mischach atachtono esrim amo, even if they're 20 on the ground, it doesn't bother me. That's the chiddush. Okay, we got that? Yonatan, you got that case? Again, let's say it one more time. In the second case, yes? What's the second case? Both of them are psulos. Let's say the second one, the higher one, is within 20 amas of the gag of the tachtona. The Miri says that's kosher, and the Ravid says that's a problem of keva. The Berelach says not a problem of keva. Why is it a problem of keva? It's not a problem of keva. Okay? Avram, what do you say? So therefore what?
So therefore, even though the walls are above 20, there's only 9 feet or whatever it is airspace between the spach of the tachton and the spach of the leona.
I understand, but Lomaisa, the shaila is that how do you view the sukkah? From the ground, it's more than 20. So maybe the gabi chalaltan, you look at the physicality of it.
But the spach of the tachton is...
I understand that, but maybe chalaltan means physically what the hollow space is, and maybe the hollow space is more than 20. So that would be the svar that the Ravid says, okay? Maybe that would this far what the Ravid says. I hear what you're saying, but he could easily say that's the hollow spot. Okay, one more aura, then we got to get to Chumash. Okay, let's get to this. And Monday we got to finish up the sugya. Okay, we got a lot to do. Sunday we're off because of Hanukkah, but Monday we got to finish up. We got to go Vayter also. Oh, we got to do the segment over here too. Okay, next Nakud I want to get. Then we got to get to Chumash. Please get this. What does the second case say about the Tachtona? What does the second case say about the tachtona? Why is it possible? Why is it possible? Because of two schachim. But there's a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, a great gaon, named the Lakutei Chavra Ben Chaim. Please get this down. Lakutei Chavra Ben Chaim. The Lakutei Chavra Ben Chaim says like this. He wrote a 9-volume sefer. Lakutei Chavra Ben Chaim. He says like this. According to Rashi and Tosfos, Schach Lamal Yeshem is called Schach Possel. Is that correct?
Yes.
And therefore he thinks that should possel the Sukkah Tachtono in a situation that even if the Elyonos Omed Lamal Yeshem Amo, the Tachtono should be possel even if it's Chamsa Serum B'Tzilasa. Even if it's a contributing factor, because it contributes, Halach Lamaisa. And if it contributes, it's Psula. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yirmiyah mentions. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Tachtono Tzilsa Merubah Mechamasa, in order to teach me what? What is Rabbi Yirmiyah trying to teach me? That Shnein are psulas. That even though they're both tachtona psula, because a sukkah tachas a sukkah, to tell me that what? That silsim rumich hamasa. There's a shame sukkah, and therefore I say sukkah tachas sukkah. So that's the chiddush lekutei chavra ben chaim. Again, let's say it again. Why is the tachtona psula like Yonatan said? Because silsim rumich hamasa too schachim. But says lekutei chavra ben chaim, I don't understand. He says, according to Rashi and Tosfos, Sukkah l'mal miyasher mabes considered schach posel and should posel the sukkah tachtona. So he has a beautiful chiddush. He says even if the elyona is omedes l'what, omedes l'mal miyasher mama, the tachtona is psula. Why is the tachtona psula? Even if chamsa ruba mitzilasa, because why? Because together with the tzel elyona, the tzel tachtona is contributes. So therefore, if it contributes, it's a problem, and that's exactly why he mentioned that case. The tachtona tzulim ruchamasa to tell me the chiddush that it's possible because a sukkah taka sukkah. What do you mean? It's lamal miyashim ama. It's lamal miyashim ama shouldn't help. It does help because lamal miyashim ama it's a contributor. And according to Rashi and Tosfos, what is it? It's called schach possible. That's the chiddush. It's called schach possible and it's a contributor. That's what made it tzulim ruchamasa. So that's what he points out this chiddush. And that is why Lamaisa the Tachton is psula, not just because of Shnei Schachim, but it also says Lakutei Chavra Ben Chaim. It comes out that it fits Rashi Tosfos very beautifully, and therefore if the Elyona Omedes Lamal Miyasher Mama, the Tachton is psula, even if Schamtsu Mitzilasa in the top. That's what it said. Halach Lamaisa, you got my chiddush? The chiddush. What did the Gemara say? Black on white. What did it say? Both of them are Tilsim Rimechamaser. What could you say, Matthew? No. I could say the top one is Chamsim Ritzulasa, but if the aggregate is what? For the bottom, Tzilsim Rimachamasa, it'll still be possible. You can accomplish the same goal of Shnei Psulis by saying what? How can you accomplish? What is the chiddush of the Kutei Chavrim Mechaim and Rashi and Taisus? That you can accomplish the same goal of what? Of Shteim Psulis by saying that Lamala is Me'esrim Amma and Lamala might be Chamsim Mitzulasim. But the aggregate, because it helps out the bottom, makes it what? Makes it possible. That's the chiddush. It's kind of like what you were asking me, but your case was not a chiddush in the beginning of Shir. Remember you gave the case of Shteim Psulis, we're both in Chamsim Mitzulasim? This is a chiddush l'mais in the case I can write with Shteim Psulis. That's the chiddush l'kutei Chavrim and Chaim. Okay?
Doesn't that work better with Rashi?
What'd you say? No, Rabbi Natan says not schach posel, so it's not a problem. No, it's not going to fit.
Didn't Rashi and Tosfos say that if the sukkah, taktona, or whatever it is, the sukkah has perfect schach, then you could ignore what's above the sukkah?
What'd you say?
Didn't Rashi and Tosfos say that if the sukkah itself is kosher,
yes,
then you could ignore what's above the sukkah?
Yeah, but what was this case, Lamaisa? Tosfos is merumim chamasim, right? It's not considered to be a problem at all, right?
So why should the taktona be puzzled?
You answer your own kasha. It's not independently good. It was the reason why the bottom and the still some room chosa is because of the little bit of the one on the top. It's not independently good. That's what he's saying.
That's
the chop of the Lakutei Chavrim
Chaim. That's what I said at the beginning of
Shir. No, you said a case of chops and both of them. Okay. Yeah. Okay, but he's saying, Lamaisa, what the Gemara means is that you said that each one on its own. I'm saying to you that on the bottom becomes a composite silsim rukhamasa because it's up down on the top. That's the Kiddush Shteim Psulis. No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have on its own. You told me the case is chamsim rukhamasa, both of them on their own. I'm saying that if you put the two together, the top makes the bottom and silsim rukhamasa, but it's still psula. Still psula halacha l'maisa. That's the chiddush of shteim psulis. That's what l'kutei chavrim mechaim. Because l'malam yesmin is shteim psul. That's the chiddush of l'kutei chavrim mechaim. He's giving you a case of shteim psulis. Because Rashi tells you l'malam yesmin is shteim psul. Yes, Matthew. You got to get the chumash. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but doesn't it read better with Rabbi Tam? Because the whole reason that it said l'malam yesmin and it's a case of it says real chamasa is that you have to pasul because of shnei schachin and not because it's an inherent psul above 20.
Could be, yeah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could say. He's saying it according to Rashi Taisus. He's not reading it in. He's saying, I could give you another case. He could give you another case. That's all he's saying. Okay? You could read it in, but Lamais is difficult because Lamais is Silsim Rim Kamasan only on the what? It's not Silsim Rim Kamasan on the top.
Yeah, it is. It says Shem Silsim.
I'm saying he's not reading it in. He's just giving you another case that would be like that.
And do we say that Rabbeinu Tam also doesn't hold that for the ones that the top is helping? Like, is that part of Machlokas also?
We have to get to that. We have to get to that, Machlokas, whether the Rabbeinu Tam holds you contributing or not. Okay, let's get to Chumash, guys. Okay? We'll pick this up. We got to finish this up on Monday and go weiter. Okay. In the Parshim, we have also in Hanukkah, there's a very important concept of Kibud Avein. We know that Yosef lost 10 years of his life. We know that Yosef lost 10 years of his life because he was disrespectful to his father. Because it said, Adoni, when he referred to his father. But if you count up the amount of times, it wasn't 10, it was only 5. So, the Vilna Gaon is Masbir, that Menashe was the interpreter. And Menashe was the interpreter, and the interpreter is that whenever Menashe said it, he didn't have a problem with it. He could have corrected Menashe, and they wouldn't have understood. As the Chizkuni says, they didn't speak the language, and Yosef had a new name, he had a beard, and the fact that he didn't correct Menashe showed it didn't bother him. So it was treated like 5 times 2, 10 times, and he lost what? He lost his 10 years. And this speaks to the Cheshivas of Kibud Avein and the notion of the Mesorah. Yosef understood that there was a Mesorah, and he had to keep the Mesorah. The Daskenim says he married Bastina. He wouldn't marry a non-Jewish woman. She had converted. And we find that Yosef insisted on being Shomer Shabbos. Yosef insisted on being Shomer Shabbos. If you look in the Nesim, the Shevet of Ephraim is, Korban is on Shabbos. Why was the Korban of Yosef on Shabbos? Because Yosef not only was Shomer Shabbos in Chutz Lartz, but he was Mechen for Shabbos. The Rav Zatzal was asked, it bothered him that many, many Jews in America, they observe Shabbos, but they don't observe Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is preparing for Shabbos. As the Rav would say many times, Ein Kedusha Bli Achana. And that's exactly what Yosef did. So HaKadosh Baruch said, I'm going to give you a child that's Korban is going to be Daicha Shabbos because you appreciate what Shabbos is. That's what Suda Shabbos is. The Suda of Shabbos is to sanctify the mundane. We eat a meal, it becomes Kedusha. The whole point of the Greeks is that they didn't appreciate that. There's beauty. That's separate from the notion of spirituality. Our job is to sanctify the mundane. And they try to convince us of that. That it's not the case. That there's physical beauty. We have beauty in a beauty hitter mitzvah. That's what Hanukkah is supposed to do. That we are supposed to, they used to put Ein Elokei Yisrael on the cairn of the shore. Ein Lanu Chelek Elokei Yisrael. They try to be kofrim. Everything we do in life has to have godliness. We're supposed to imbue Kedusha in every sanctity that we have. You know, the two hints in the Parsha, Shulchan Aruch says, Tavach, V'achein. What's the last word in Tavach? Ches? V'achein is Hanukkah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Masechet Shabbos. What's the gematria of the word V'achein? 44. There are 44 candles that we light on Hanukkah. Right? There are 44 candles. So you see that what? You see that Hanukkah is hinted to in the Parsha in a very strong way. That we have to what? Sanctify them. Then you eat, you drink, you play ball, so you're strong, you're able to come to Shir, you come to Seder, you're able to daven properly. You do everything because you're trying to be an Oved Hashem. You don't, there's two departments. Everything's a crossover. The Greeks wanted us to say not that way. You know, I heard from Rav Shor, Rosh Yeshiva of Or Sameach in Muncie. He said, you know what the gematria of Bain is? Yavin. Not gematria, but the same letters. Bain. Between. Yavin tries to what? Tries to create this fence. We are makdish everything. That's what Yosef was able to do. Yosef was a what? Was in the midst of Mitzrayim. He didn't miss a beat. He didn't miss what Sugi was at when he met Yaakov. And he was able to what? Makadish the Chomer. That's a job that we have to try to do. It's a major problem that people go through life. Oh, now I'm in this part of the day, or this part of the new place. That's it. I have nothing to do. I have nothing to be involved with the Torah. It's not true at all. And that's exactly what the Psikta Rabasi says. They found Shippudim. You know, the Psikta Rabasi says they found spits when they came in the basement. So don't say anything about the Neir Shemin. It says they found spits like we had in Tisus. What do you mean they found spits? Spits are a base kibbutz, it's like a kli. We have to become like Kalin. We have to transform our lives. You know, Rav Albaum pointed out beautifully. What do the Kohanim do? You know what the Kohanim do? They clean the menorah. Who lights it? Even a czar. Could be a non-Kohen, Yisrael or a Levi. Because when it comes to Hachana, the Kohanim only do it. If you want to imbue something with Kedusha, you must have the Hachana. And that's why Binyamin, they hit him on the shoulder when they found the goblet at the end of the parsha. Why were you zocher to the Beis Hamikdash? Bank Seifav Shachain, Beis Hamikdash and Chelik Binyamin. You're a ganav just like anyone else. Ganav bar ganva. They hit him on the shoulder. Bank Seifav Shachain. Why do you get the Beis Hamikdash? You're no worse than us. You're a ganav. Turned out he wasn't the ganav. That's why the Beis Hamikdash is in his chelik. Binyamin was never chayte, says the Gemara, because Binyamin also was always being mechin. He had this appreciation to be Mechin. If something's important to you, you are Mechin. The Rav would always say that. He never would want never go shear without being Mechin. We'll always prepare. You have to prepare. If it's important for you for Kedusha, you must prepare. It's got to be there to prepare. And that is our job to what? To sanctify the mundane. That's what our fight against the Greeks are. They wanted to try to say this is what beauty is, and it's a different. You can't be mixed at all. No, on the contrary, everything from our perspective is your makdish to chomer, and that's what Yosef represented to us. This tremendous chiddush. So I just want to close with the fact is that when we have to prepare for Shabbos and prepare for Hanukkah, and we sanctify the man, that's the chag of Torah Shebaal Peh, because our Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah because what? Because the real bris between Hashem and the Jewish people is the Torah Shebaal Peh. Non-Jews can learn Torah Shebaal Chsav, but they cannot learn Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what sets us apart. And that's what makes Hanukkah so special. Rav Shechter Shlita always says, Hanukkah is connected with Bayis Shlishi, Beis HaMikdash Shlishi. One of the six questions you go to Shamayim is Sipitul Yeshua. Did you ask for Mashiach? When we daven at Tzemach Tovah today, we need Kavanah. But also means, did you what celebrate Hanukkah well? Because Hanukkah is connected with the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi. Did you sell a bit of the Kedusha? Were you elevating? There's no Suda Smits on Hanukkah. How do you make Suda Smits on Hanukkah? You spiritualize it by making Zmiris, where you take your food and you're eating it and you're Mekadish it. You're elevated. That's what we have to try to do. It's not an easy feat. But that's the connection between Mikates and Hanukkah. And Yosef had the unbelievable ability to do that. Suda Shabbos, Mechin for it. And then if we can do that, we can prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what we appreciated that this world is not the Iker. The Iker is the next world, because this world is Achana for Olam Haba. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Okay, let's daven Mincha. We'll continue on Monday. Everyone have a good Chanukah. Pray with Chanukah with you and your family. Okay, who wants to daven for the Yomid?